Took firmly planted on her now buzzed head, a St. Margaret's third grader is ready for winter. Layla C. raised $8,660 for Tour de Rock and had her head shaved in front of chanting classmates on Friday, October 3. Inspired by her friend Vimi, who did it last year, Layla's locks will go towards making wigs for kids facing cancer treatment. One child with cancer is one child too many. Nothing big gets solved by one person or one organization. To take on cancer, it takes every one of us. It takes a society, Layla said. The close-crop haircut came the day the Cops for Cancer team stopped in at the Sonich School on the last day of the epic fundraising ride. The Sonich School was one of many stops Tour de Rock riders made in the two-week trek, engaging with residents at island schools, businesses and community events on their journey to raise funds to support children affected by cancer. We are proud to walk beside you to cheer you on and to contribute to this powerful movement. Congratulations on your incredible journey across Vancouver Island and thank you for reminding that when we unite as a cause we can change lives. Welcome home and thank you for all that you do, head of school Sarah Blair said, greeting the team. The Vancouver Island version of the Cops for Cancer bike ride to raise funds for families facing a cancer diagnosis included 18 law enforcement and emergency services personnel alongside media and community representatives cycling 1,200 kilometers from Port Alice. An estimated 1,000 children in Canada are diagnosed with cancer each year. The island ride supports life-saving childhood cancer research and Camp Good Times, a local Canadian Cancer Society program that provides young people living with and beyond cancer, and their families, a medically supervised, supportive and fun summer camp experience. The tour wrapped October 3 at the legislature steps and raised a total of $828,028.